Hey guys, this is Alana. I wanted to take a minute out of the day to talk to you about gratitude and Thanksgiving and ways that we as authors can express gratitude to our readers, but there's so much more to it. So we have another mindset kind of topic today, focusing on gratitude. So let's start with the things that are the most tangible. So this is a way that if someone tells you how much they love your book and you respond with a heartfelt thank you. Now, I know that a lot of us can be really critical of ourselves. And so when we do get kind words from a reader, it's really important that we take a minute to just sit back and appreciate those. I think that there's something very gracious about the ability to accept a compliment when it's given. So if somebody says, "Hey, I love your book," a heartfelt thank you, that means so much to me, goes a lot farther than, "Oh, that one, I kind of hated that one." Or, "Did you know there's a typo on page 92? Or, "Yeah, well, you're the only one because I've only sold 20 copies of it." You know, those are things that some of us do respond to, even if that's not what we say. Sometimes we will internalize that kind of dialogue. And it can be really encouraging for us when we do get an encouraging note from a reader, or maybe your editor sends back your manuscript and was like, "You nailed it. This is awesome." It's great to take a minute to really accept that praise that they're giving you and accept that compliment. And that's something that can turn into fuel for your creativity later, something that you can look back on when you are struggling with self-doubts and things like that. I know a lot of authors will keep a folder of just their positive emails or some of their favorite reviews from bloggers or things like that, so that they have something to look at when they do feel discouraged. So bottom line here, be thankful for your readers. Without our readers, we wouldn't have jobs. And sometimes it can be easy for us to overlook what it means to actually take time to write an author, get in touch with them. I have some authors that I love. I heartily recommend their books to my friends. And yet I've never gone that extra step of reaching out to them to tell them what I loved about their book. So when somebody does that to you, even if you've made it big and maybe you're getting a dozen of these emails a day, and maybe even sometimes you kind of wish that people weren't bugging you and interrupting your time, that's a great problem to have. I know lots of people listening would love to be bugged that often. So be thankful for your readers and don't be afraid of expressing that gratitude. I think some of us are afraid of coming across as arrogant if we, and that's one of the reasons why we kind of diffuse the thanks, where we do, "Oh, this old thing. Oh, you liked this old book." Let's not do that. Let's accept the praise when it's given. I think it's also a great practice to show your appreciation to the people who help you get your book out there. So there is virtually nobody listening to this, I would guess, who has done every single thing themselves on their book. Most of us have cover designers. Most of us have editors, beta readers. Some of us have assistants, street team readers, early reviewers, all these people who are helping get our book out there. And I'm not just talking about putting an acknowledgement in the back of the book saying, "I'd like to thank Janet and Jane and Jenny," right? I mean, that's always nice to do, and you certainly can do that. But sometimes that gets to just lip service. Like, I actually stopped putting those in the back of my book because I felt like I was saying the exact same thing every single book, and it got a little tiresome for me. So I'm not saying that you have to just put a thank you at the back of your book. What I'm talking about more is just, first of all, recognizing your own appreciation for these people, realizing you're not a solo show, that you have been blessed by people who are skilled in ways that I know I will never be. And I have a team who helps me, and learning how to appreciate that for myself really helps. So I think the more we can focus on positive things, the less anxious we might tend to get. And so this really can be a way to help keep ourselves positive in a career where we do come up against discouragement or anxiety or things like that. So when we learn to just note the things that we're appreciative of, even if we're not putting it in the back of the book, but we're learning to focus on the positive things, that's really going to help us during the times when it's harder to stay positive. And so what this would look like is For example, I've got a prayer routine that I'll go through when I finish a first draft. And I will, it's kind of a way for me to reflect on the first draft and make plans for what needs to be edited and just kind of check in with myself and my creativity. And one of the things I go through in this is I have a space in my journal where I list out the people that I'm thankful for who either have helped the book get to the place where it is or who I know are going to be involved in that process. Another thing that you can learn to start kind of noting your appreciation for are the things that have inspired you creatively, because none of us are writing books in a vacuum and we're all getting ideas from all kinds of different places, whether that's TV shows or conversations with friends or a snippet of a strange story you hear on the radio. All of these turn into creative fuel. And so it can be a really neat practice to not only appreciate the people who are directly involved in getting your book out there, but the different writers who have gone before us, the different creatives who have done this sort of thing before, all these things that are inspiring us. Another one to throw on your list is to be thankful for Amazon and Kobo and Draft2Digital and all these tools and resources and the technology that allows us to do what we do. That's pretty amazing as well. And so the more you can start to focus on all of the people and the technology and the tools that are involved in helping you get a book out into the open and out to your readers, I feel like it can really help shift your mindset from maybe a frantic mindset of, oh, I got to get this pre-order up. I'm late. I'm behind schedule. This is never going to get done on time. I'm so busy. Or maybe a negative, like nobody reads my books. I'm never going to make it as an author. All of those kinds of negative thoughts can be counteracted with daily and regular expressions of gratitude. So just in an example, if you want to try something like what I do when I finish my first draft, I really encourage you get a blank piece of paper, open up your journal. You can do it in a Word document or however you want to do it, or just think through it. But we can make kind of these webs of gratitude. So here's what I mean. Like in the non-writing world, this might be, I want to be thankful for everything on my plate. And so you look at what's on your plate and you don't just say, I'm thankful for this chicken and this rice and this broccoli. You take the broccoli and say, okay, I'm thankful for the broccoli. I'm thankful for the store where I bought the broccoli. I'm thankful for the farmer who grew the broccoli. I'm thankful for the clerk who took the broccoli from the truck and put it on the shelves in the store. I'm thankful for the electric company that gives the store energy so that they can keep my broccoli refrigerated. You see what I mean? Like go back and back and back and do that, you know, with your broccoli, with your chicken, with your rice, right? That's how this could look in a non-writing setting. So in the writing setting, maybe it looks like this. You get that finished book in your hand and you take like literally, you can just do this in 2 or 3 minutes. Just do an entire brain dump of every single person, place, thing that has been involved in the creation of this book and see how far back you can go. So let's start with the physical print book that you've got in your hands. Okay. I'm thankful for my cover designer. I'm thankful for the internet that allows me to get in touch with my cover designer. I'm thankful for my PayPal account from which I can pay my cover designer. I'm thankful for the readers who buy my books so that I have money to put into my PayPal account. Do you see how you can go farther and farther back? And then you can do this with, you know, the story idea. I'm thankful that I got this story out. I'm thankful that I had good health to get this story out. I'm thankful that that one day where my kid was sick and I had to go to the doctor and I ran out of time to write, I was still able to get this story out. You just keep going back and back. And it's not something that you need to spend like 5 hours a week to do, but just learning how to note these, all of these pieces that come together to help get your book out. It helps you to be more grateful, which helps you to be more appreciative, which helps combat some of the negativity that might tend to creep up on us. Another great way to become a more grateful person is to just develop the habit of expressing your gratitude and appreciation to others. So maybe that means you write that just a sweet note to your editor, say, hey, you've done a ton for me this year. I appreciate you so much. Something just like that. Or maybe it means you take one of your favorite authors that you never have gotten in touch with and tell them that they've inspired you. Think about just, you know, even if it's one or two people a month, I'm not even saying you've got to do this. Like some people try to make it a point every day to find someone new to to express their appreciation to. It doesn't have to be like that, but I mean, it certainly could if you wanted. Maybe you just pick one person, your high school English teacher who got you on the journey to start writing, or, you know, however far back you want to go, and take a minute to just acknowledge your own appreciation for that person. And then if you want to take it a step further and let them know that you appreciate it, that can go a really long way too. So I hope this mindset tip was helpful for you. I hope that your writing is going so well. I hope that your words are soaring and that really you are just filled with a sense of how blessed we are. What a great time it is right here in this moment in history to be an author. And we'll talk to you soon.